Everybody done with this? Just about, so if you're not done, you can catch up as we go. Let's take a look at this race. On the surface, if we're just going to buy in to the computer program and not go any further than the rankings, we bet less fall in love and playing through, right? Okay, but let's talk about that. Didn't we say while we were handicapping the race, during a stage that we're probably doing 90 or better percent of our actual handicapping, didn't we say that playing through based on where she's going to be in this race at the half mile probably is going to finish well off the board? Did we say that or not? Okay, please, as you handicap these races and get to this stage, don't forget everything you did in terms of groundwork. Because it's so easy to look at this and say, I'm just going to go now, tap out on those two horses. Now, one of them, granted, is really live, but the other one probably is not. So we'll default a little bit. Let's back down a little further. What about time to match in here? We're going to eliminate that as one of our two horses, aren't we? Mm-hmm. The horse comes out of a race that was rated less than a $10,000 claiming race up north. If she improves by 7 or 8 lengths, we'll scratch our heads, huh? Mm-hmm. Alright. Step in early. This one is better than she looks, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not the right profile for this particular race, but she's not a completely wrong profile either. And she's better than a 4-4-4 because that was earned as a 2-year-old a year ago, and they just run slower, flat out. They're just not grown up yet. So that's better than it looks. This one's worse than it looks. So we eliminate here, and we've already agreed when we were handicapping the race that we eliminate here. All right, that leaves us 3 horses. Energy. Does anybody drop out as a result of energy?
No.
Does anybody push the extremes of the energy?
Yeah,
Cherry York, doesn't she?
Plus she's got the rail.
She's got the rail, but who's got a handheld computer here with a variant program? Alright, run the last race on Cherry York. Let's make sure we're not short-changing her too badly. In fact, by the time you get it out, I'll have it done. I keep it right here in the top of the screen. Let's make sure we're not short-changing her the last race. Her last race was 53-43. So we haven't done her a disservice in this particular spot. She pushes the outer limits of the energy number, remembering now that she's also the favorite in this race. A bad favorite. She could win because she does fit the profile here. Charity Orr and Let's Fall in Love both fit pretty well. This one actually fits too. That one may or may not. But she does fit the profile for an hour or one. But she's also pushing a lot of negatives. Where do you want to go as one of our top two horses? How many of you want to use Let's Fall in Love as one of our two horses? If we've done our work right, that's one of the two horses. Because she's got the stock, we said she's got the right style. She's drawn outside those other two horses that are also going to want the lead. She just is going to be benefiting the block. Who wants Charity Orr as your second horse? Okay, we got a couple on that. I'm not going to say, well, I prefer Let's Fall in Love. Okay?
I'm not sure it's Fall in Love.
Pardon? What?
Second horse is Fall in Love to Point.
Well, that's, for me, that'd probably be true. Okay. Charity Orr. Let's talk about Charity Orr for a minute. This is one of your horses, Charity Orr is the other. Charity Orr comes up in here at 7-5 or 8-5 with all of those negatives. Down on the rail. What does that do to your Dutch bet? That draws off the biggest piece of it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say one thing. Does it, would it break your heart if an 8-5 beats you that you bet against?
No.
A $5 horse. I mean, with all of the negatives, if Charity Orr wins this race and you bet against it, that's not a tragedy. I mean, it's a $5 horse. If you bet $15, that's a different ballgame. But when you're paying $5, they're siphoning off the bulk of your bet. There are so many negatives to the horse. She's a good horse, there's no doubt about that, but she's probably the wrong bet. I'm not going to advocate betting Dick Mitchell style, right? I'm not going to say that Jesus playing taps is going to be 12-1 in here, and it's a 2-3-2. I'm going to absolutely play it. Because we've all said playing through can't win, or playing, what's it called? Playing through. We all said playing through probably cannot win, so my bet is it anyway. Well, most of us did. Okay. I don't think she'll win. I don't think she'll be anywhere near, to be honest with you. Because she's completely off the profile. Her races are fairly slow. Her last race, in which she had to chase a decent pace, she was way over the track.
Well, I agree with that. But Let's Fall in Love, the only time she showed anything at the wire was her two-year-old year. She's had four other chances of showing nothing at the wire.
Okay. I hear that, but it's the same point you made yesterday when Claudia called White Mystery, the two-year-old. That was in December. You're into Oak Tree now. These horses are very close to being three. Right. When they're running at Oak Tree, she got beat a half a length for the whole thing. This horse is closer to the beginning of the three-year-old year than this other filly was.
I agree. It's one of my horses.
Playing through is one of your horses. I don't care.
No, let's Fall in Love is one of my horses.
Okay.
I like Playing Through.
Playing Through is your other horse. My only statement to that is it's the statement I made yesterday when we still had people going for under and over in that race. I think you're doing yourself a disservice when you embrace a horse like Playing Through in this particular field. You know, I really think you're laying your money on the table. I'd like to book the bet. Because I think even at 15-1, she wouldn't be a good bet. That's my statement. I'm concerned about all of you putting your money on horses like that in this kind of a race, that's all. And if she wins, anything can happen. One of the horses is Let's Fall in Love. Jerry Bjorn was, how about Stephen Early? How many people want Stephen Early as your other horse? Okay, just write it down. How many wants the other horse, Stephen Early? Okay. If I don't make any other points on this race, Jim, it's to you. It's in this non-winners of ones, grab the kind of horses that win nearly all of these races. Don't go grabbing the horses that don't win many of these races, and that would be Playing Through. Now we're going to take a break for lunch. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, how many people want tag me matches your other horse? Okay, when she does fit the profile, it's just that she seems to be very slow. Okay,
how about just a single bet? One more.
How about that? Did you write it down that way?
Well, I have one single.
See, I'm going to tell
you, I'm not saying, I know overall you've got it, but remember, I think you mentioned, and some of the other professors mentioned, there are times after you match the horses up, 3, 4, 5 horses, and good. I mean, understanding that you only got one horse and the stumbles are gone.
All right. 3/4 of the best that I made in the racetrack are a unit to win and a unit to have the best. Okay. But I'm willing to accept that.
Right.
If you're willing to accept that, that's fine. Right. I'm not going to recommend you do that. I'm recommending you do 2 horses. That's what we did yesterday, unfortunately, because I preferred 2 horses yesterday, not 6 horses. Or 7 horses. But fortunately, we stayed with 2 horses and we, after class, got it right.
Would this be a situation in playing the exotic of the 6 and the 9? Would this be a spot to single on?
The negative to singling this horse is that the Wins Last Dance she ran and won her last few races look like. Okay, that's if this race was taken off from the race that was run 10 days ago, I'd single her without a doubt.
But what I'm saying is that if you're going to play
1.4 divided by 3,
it's going to be a small angle in relationship to the other 8 races and what you've got. If you thought this was the best you had.
Yes. If you thought this was the best you had. What you're putting on is a more current race. Anybody else? Okay. All right, I'll see you at jump on board later. All right, for those of you that didn't hear when we came back in, the winner of the first race was Trusty Dennis. which illustrates a couple of points. One of the points was that we made two horses early base types. We made Trusty Davis, we made Indian Side. And we concluded as a group, of those two horses, one would survive the heat, or only one could survive the heat of the two, and that was Trusty Davis. All right, and that's what happened. Trusty Davis was clear at the rear of the stretch pole. Trusty Davis was clear at the eighth pole, and he went to the wire. Lucky Bear ran second at a big price. Peaceful Image got up to third. That's the way the first race went. Angle Arc, who was down on the rail, probably should have run well, but if you stick him down on a rail like that, they're just not running well. So that may be a negative there. But anyway, we won the group with a 1-1-1, so that's off to a good start. Any questions? Hello, that was me, wasn't it? Anybody have any questions on that first race, or any questions you want to make now that it's over? $9 and something, $9.40. $5 to place. Not on the board, that's for sure. But again, he's disadvantaged by being on the rail. So Angle Arc and Urbanic Outlaw are both stuck down on the inside. So, what did I say? Angle Arc and Urbanic Outlaw. Yeah, all right. I started thinking ahead, I wasn't sure what I said.
Tom, what did the profile of Hollywood Park show? How far back the horse is second at the half should be or could be before it can win a race?
Ask the group.
Three lengths, four lengths?
Ask the group.
Five lengths, one length?
To win a race at six or seven furlongs, six and a half furlongs, how far back should a horse be at the second call, max?
Two and a half, three, at the most.
Yeah, somewhere in the two and a half length range. Any further, we're trying to deal with probabilities again, okay?
Right.
Any place further back than that, you're dealing with that 10-90 thing, only you're in the camp of the 10 this time.
Right. Therefore, a horse to overcome that bias has to have a tremendous figure. Am I correct?
Well, that's right. And remember, we agreed that for the closers to win the first race, the pace would have to collapse.
Right. So therefore, why did we consider Angle Arc in the first place?
Because it always
shows its back five lengths, four, six lengths.
Wait a minute. You only had five contenders.
Right.
Okay. Two of those contenders were Indian Sign and Trusty Dennis.
Right.
And we said that Indian Sign could not keep up with Trusty Dennis in the minute, and he can't get to the lead. He's gone. He's nothing. He's a non-contender.
Agreed.
Okay? That leaves you three other contenders. All of them were five lengths behind. Pick and choose. Which one of those horses would you like?
I wouldn't play any of them.
Then that's fine. That's the right answer to that.
The point is that why consider them then?
Because we were handicapping that race start to finish. If Trusty Davis has a condition problem and doesn't survive that pace duel, one of those three horses is going to win that race. When we were finished, Trusty Davis was a logical winner. We had a 1-1-1 on that horse, right? But until we got that 1-1-1 listed, we weren't sure. What if his energy comes up 54?
Well,
then someone's going to come along and pick it up from 4 or 5 lengths back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Third race. I got to get some aspirin. You guys really wear me out. What really wore me out was the first race.
Well, like you said, you got to deal on the ground.
Yeah, we got the race, so that's a good plus.
I get more out of the groundwork than I do the race itself.
What? Oh, 109 and 3?
109 and 3, what?
Well, is it not 109 and 1.5?
No, final batch are all at this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 109 and 3, all right. Let me see what else, what other distances we're mixing in here. What's the 7 furlong part for that level?
122 and 1.
Okay. Let's look at this race now for a moment. Dr. Brent, let's identify a running style on Dr. Brent. What is it?
Oppressor.
Yes, his best races are oppressor, aren't they? Crown Pleasure. Yeah, I think early pressure is pretty safe there. No commitment. One way this horse can go. What about Bolivia? What did I hear?
Early pressure.
Okay. I would buy into early pressure. I wouldn't buy into early necessarily. But in this kind of a field, as he matured, he became more of a presser, I think, and actually came from well out of it when they were going to get it. What about basic rate? If you blow this one, it's remedial lightning after this one. Success Express? Yeah, Success Express is going to win a race. It's going to win it on the lead. Now, there's kind of a fine point to be made here, and that is we have, in 6 horses, we have 5 potentially early horses, 2 of them are possibly early pressers, and then we have a presser. This is a speed glut here. Success Express, let's take a long look at him for just a moment. Did he win pressing the field or not?
No.
Because it's going to have a big bearing on our final decision in here as to what this horse might be able to do, because there's so much speed in here. Can he be an early presser?
No.
What about the Bayshore?
That one race, that's the only one.
Okay, but he
did win it.
He's a young horse. Yeah, but he came pretty close to winning at a higher level than this.
That was a sloppy track.
I'm just close the window back there for just a moment. I think get some answers from the rest of the class. She's right. It's a sloppy track, and it often creates a parade. So a horse that's sitting there second and third often goes right onto the wire second and third. The probabilities on this horse says that he's probably going to have to be in front, huh?
Yeah.
I would agree with you all. I just want to make sure that we're all in agreement before we go on. What about the half mile time in this race? Let's start with basic rate.
44.
Claudia, it's not 44, because remember we talked about the difference between Santa Anita and Hollywood Park? His 44s at Hollywood and Santa Anita come to about 44.2 at Hollywood Park. His last race is a 44.1 though. And I would say 44.1 kind of represents where he is, but not a 44. You won't run as fast here as you do at Santa Anita. 44.1 is the target in this race. That's what we're going to have to deal with. Yes.
When I looked at this race, I came to basic race, and I can't see anything else. So I don't see anyone to keep up with that race. Is this wrong, or is this a problem?
Well, I think it's. It might be right in this case, but I also think it's a problem you have. Because we had a lot of, you know, several of the races we had yesterday, people were jumping to conclusions early on that turned out to be 180 degrees of where they were before we were finished with them. Now, when we're finished, if this horse projects 3 or 4 lengths in front at the half, maybe we don't win a trip. Success Express.
He's out.
Is it scratched?
No, I don't know.
I don't think he would. You're talking about jumping to conclusions. You're about 10 minutes ahead of us here.
No, I'm
what is his half mile time? You're not finished with this race yet. What is his half mile time?
44.2. Well,
tell me about it.
44.2. You can't run 44.1.
His half mile time may be whatever the time of this race is.
Now, see, that's a good point. That's a good point. He's kind of a classy horse, and if he has to go 44.1, he's liable to do it.
He's a herd animal. He likes to run.
He's just a fast. He's pretty fast horse. Then.
That'll make him lose.
Let's still try to establish what he can do.
Well, Tom, he tried 44-1. He tried 44-1 in Santa Anita.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I'm going to stop you right here. The issue is not who's a contender in this race. The issue is to gain the pace of this race. If we say he can go 44-2, I might agree with you. He's gone. But his 44-2 just makes sure the basic rate can't slow down that pace in front of him. All we're trying to do now is set a time for each of these horses. If we didn't do that in the first race, we had several people playing Indian side. End of case. Okay? Right now, we're not debating at all whether this horse is a winner. We're trying to set up his speed to evaluate the pace of this race. Please stay with us. Okay, don't say he can't handle it. Let's find out what the whole pace of this race is first. Now, what is his speed probably in this race?
44-3.
His last race is 44-2 at 7 furlongs at Hollywood Park. He chases a 44-1 over in the San Vicente Stakes against me for a burrito, which makes him a 44-3 over there. But I will tell you, the 7 furlong races at Santa Anita were run pretty slow, so that's really a quick race. Because even horses like that world-class sprinter that Lucas has got, that female. Red one.
Very
strong. Who?
Pine Tree
Lane. Pine Tree Lane. She ran 45-1 over there at 7 furlongs.
And Very Subtle ran slower there. And
Very Subtle ran 45-4, but she was allowed to do that. Yeah. Actually, both of them. But that the fractions at Santa Anita in the 7 furlong races were slow for the whole meeting. Mm-hmm. So this 44-1 really stands out. So well, I'm going to project this horse about 44-2, like somebody in the class did. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got enough speed to go up with basic rate. And if he does that, you've got to look for an early pressure. Right?
Okay. He's had a good rest.
That he has. All right. I'm going to project 44-2 for this horse. If you disagree with me, it's tough.
Yeah. I don't see not projecting whatever the pace of the race is for the horse. The other guy got 44-1.
Okay. In the first race, we projected 45 on one horse and 45-1 on the other, didn't we? Then we said that 45-1 will probably have to become a 45 for him to keep up. But that was about 5 minutes down the line. Okay. Right now, all the data you got here says that Success Express doesn't do 44-1, right? Okay. What about Dr. Brent?
45-2.
Yeah. 45-2. 45-1. Okay. I'll just give you a moment to compute it. Tell me what it is.
45-1 or 2.
45-1. 45-2. Somebody said 44, so.
April 27th.
Okay, draw a line through that race and then do it again. Okay, you haven't got any support.
No.
Support for 45-1.
I think there's a lot of support for 45-1 for this horse if he runs his race. Crown Pleasure. Can you figure this one out? You're better than I am, I'll tell you that. This is one of those question marks you got to draw. You cannot project a pace for this one. Who knows? I'll tell you one thing about him. He's well enough regarded to have run in the Young America Stakes, which was one of the big two-year-old races of the fall.
Oh, man, pretty good to the top of the stretch.
And he was only 3-1 in there. What?
Working good.
He ran very good to the top of the stretch there too before he gave it up.
Cherokee Colony was in there. King Post was in there. All right. We've got a major question mark on this guy. What about no commitment?
45-1.
Pardon?
44-4. 45-1.
Jesus, this guy's not against a 43-inch.
All right, forget the 43 and 4. Wait, go on again. There were a lot of races running 43-3, 43-4 up there. That one will do you any good.
We came out of that same meet prep Rito race at 44-1 with a head behind Success Express.
Yeah.
That's right. What I'm going to say is that whatever you make for Success Express, you can also make for this horse.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to happen is when we analyze this in a moment, see, he wins at 45-1. He can go 44-2. Right? Which tells you what.
He loses at 44-2.
Now, what does that give us so far? Before you conclude that Basic Rate is now the only horse in the race, consider that they've got other horses that are able to go like 44-2 against him, too. Okay. Which means he's going to have to go at least 44-1 in this race. He still may be the right horse, but right now we've got a lot of pace. There's a lot of heat in this race to use a horsey setting. Right? What about Melody?
On his best day, he can do 45. Tom?
Pardon?
On his best day, he can do 45. 45-1.
Yeah, I would say he can do 45. His 44-4s over at Santa Anita are about 45-1 translated to Hollywood. His races at Golden Gate, that's a couple of lengths slower than that. One of them he goes 45, the other he goes really well to 44-1. And I would guess that racetrack was exceedingly fast that day. It's probably like the Indian sign racer, because it's the only race he was able to get up there in 44-1.
45 of the funeral, too, is pretty stiff.
Which may make his race today 44-4, 45.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that. Can we make him 45 in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe better.
Maybe better.
Now, let's talk about this race for a moment before we go to any baselines or anything else like that. How is this race going to be run?
Fast.
Really fast.
Right. There is no horse in this. Because sometimes you get to this point and you have Basic Rate with 44-1 and everybody else is 44-4, 45. And then it's time to go line up to that Basic Rate because it will have to go 44-1 to win the race. But in this particular race, he's got two horses that are both pretty classy, No Commitment and Success Express, who are capable of going roughly within 10 feet of him. Okay, that means he's going to be doing everything he can to get to the half. Now, of those three pace setters, which one of them probably could stand 44-1 and still get to the wire?
Basic
Rate.
He's done it.
Okay.
He's already
done it. Let's consider his last fraction of 25-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a slow finish.
That is a slow finish in that race.
But it looks like he was coasting.
How can you coast at 44-1, buddy?
I mean, the rest of the way. I mean, it looks like he might have been on prep land or a hand run. Wait, maybe he moved on
that. That's a big maybe. Now, don't get.
Okay, I understand.
Wait a minute. Keep your head out here so I can look at it in just a minute. The horse he beat last time.
3 G's.
Do you think he can handle this kind of field?
No.
No way. All right. So now we got three horses all capable of really generating a lot of heat. Two clearly with a class edge over Basic Rate. Anybody want to argue that point?
No. Basic Rate's never been tried.
That's right. And after today, you might say Basic Rate's got a class edge over them. But right now, and the fact that he was slowing down to a 25-4 and 3 G's, who was not a closer, was gaining ground on it. That's not a positive. Yeah. Even though 3 G's is really a nice horse, but he doesn't walk in this category. So far, he hasn't. So far, the other two seem to have a class edge. What about Dr. Brent? He's going to be running 4 or 5 lengths behind. Okay, what happens to him? What do you think happens to him when he's 4 or 5 lengths behind the field at the half?
He went loses by 11.
Just consider it for a moment.
Well, 5 or 6.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
5 or 6, anyway.
Okay. What happens to him if he's that far behind?
He's out.
Well, see, we also talked about Emperor in that first race.
Yeah.
And said that he could be inheriting a lead if it stopped, yeah. But Emperor doesn't win when he's that far behind at the half. He has to be right up on those horses at the second call. We have kind of the same thing here. What would Dr. Brent has to be, he's on the rail, which means they're gone. He's not the kind of, he's not a closer, which means he can't probably circle the field to get home.
If he's in touch, he could do it.
Is that right? Can he be in touch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is four lengths at the half in touch?
No, not on that track.
You're not reading the same racing forms I am. That is not in touch.
But can he run faster than that if he wants to?
Has he?
Near him.
Yeah. April 27th.
He did it Saturday. I mean, it was a 50,000 climber. I don't like that. But he believed if you pass like that, it was 44.4. He was, well, that's true. We're talking 44.1. That's
right. And what happened when he first had 44.2?
The race I'm looking at, he won.
44.3, they came home in 110.
He was three lengths back. We're talking
against hard to miss.
Turf.
World renowned.
No, it's not turf. I know which one she's talking about, but that was also against the claiming field. All right.
I withdraw my question.
What about, see, this race, I got to tell you, we're going to finish this race, but this is clearly a pass. This is clearly a pass race. And one of the reasons it's a pass race is that Basic Ray has got a slight pace edge, probably, but he has a class disadvantage to go with that, and two horses that are really capable of running fast.
What about,
there you go, what about Crown Pleasure here?
You don't know.
He might be a new one.
He could be a much better horse than these horses.
Working just the same.
He could be much better. But see, I'm going to underline the word could be. Okay. Plus, this is not a soft spot because of that early pace. It's going to take a pretty fit horse to win this, which he might outclass this field, and he might not. But the key word here is could, in my mind. What about Beloit?
What? On Crown Pleasure, should we just look at his sprints? Because today's a sprint, whereas he was versus that last race.
Well, he's a 2-year-old running at the Meadowlands. The fractions are slower, the final time is slower. I don't have a par chart for the Meadowlands, but it is slower. All right, and at Belmont, he's running 5.5 furlongs last September against the 2-year. You really haven't got anything to go on in this. Crown Pleasure gets a major question mark in the race. And what about Bologna now?
What about that April 15th race at Golden Gate? How good is that?
All right, let me tell you exactly how good that is. Half a Silver Bullet was running and won for $32,000 claiming race against 3-year-olds during the main Santa Anita meeting. And at that time, $32,000 claimers for 3-year-olds was as low as 3-year-olds could run at Santa Anita. Now they're running for 20, but at that time, that's the lowest they could run, 32. Now that doesn't tell you, that give you a big push to have a Silver Bullet. The pace for this horse, it does set up kind of nice if he wants to be a closer, though.
Yeah, okay. Anything colder, he's coming.
But he's a, we'll just leave that. If you want to play something off the pace, it might be below you. Okay. That's not my style of play, but that might be what you want to do. I got to tell you, I'm not going to put these in the computer. This is as far as we have to go with this race. The race says that you have three horses pressing for the lead, one of which it might get in front Basic Rate, but it'll have heat all the way around the racetrack. If you want to play Crown Pleasure on a class play, be my guest.
And it'll be a little price.
Crown Pleasure? Might be a 6-horse field, but I wouldn't think it'd be too low. That was Success Express in there. He's a money burner.
4-1 in the morning.
Who is it?
Oh, it'd be 6 or 8-1.
Yeah, I think it'd be a big price.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Anyway, unless you just have a compulsive need to put this race in the computer and put it up there just to come to the same conclusion we've already come to, I'm going to go to the next race. A what?
Overnight.
It is. What?
You want to know what an overnight handicap.
Okay. It's just one card that probably wasn't in the original condition book. It closed June 23rd, which means it was probably just one brought up to give one of these horses a race. And I would guess the horse that's getting a race in here is Success Express or Crown Pleasure.
How do you
want to
get Milton pressing pace at 44.1? I thought we had that at 45.
No commitment?
Yeah.
No, he's often gone less than that. at Bay Meadows, which is comparable to Hollywood in San Anita. He goes 44-2 pressing. He got beat badly. He's able to go 44-3 down at Del Mar last year as a two-year-old. At San Anita against Weaver Arboretto, he presses a 44-1. We're saying that he'll probably go 44-2, especially in this race. He'll need to go 45 to win them.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay. He is, of the horses in this field that I would bet against, No Commitment is the one I would certainly bet against. The rest of them, I don't really know for sure. Does anybody have to put this in a computer? All right. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I got the same results we're talking about.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to play this race? Let's talk about it as a group. We've already analyzed the race. Does anybody want to play this race?
Exactly.
I would play Bologna if I could get a price.
What's your price?
8-1.
Okay. Anybody want to play Success Express? No. It's one of our two horses. How about Basic Rate?
Yes.
Okay. Would you play Basic Rate in the race?
I would. Only in an exactly.
Well, that means you have to find somebody else too.
Yeah, I have to pick the three most probable.
On a 6 horse field, most profitable, you might have to defy most profitable.
No, 3 most probable.
Okay. The only reason I'm dwelling on that is that this is not the kind of race you should be. If you're playing $50 a race, you shouldn't have more than $5 in this race. You just don't want to eat up your bankroll. This should not be a major play unless you have some kind of strong compulsion and reasoning that we weren't able to get through in here to play one of these horses. If somebody had a noticeable pace edge, that would be a play. Early pace does very well, especially if it was somebody like Success Express or Basic Rate, who's drawn outside the rest of the field so they can kind of fall out onto the lead.
Oh, that's right. Crown Players are
miserable. Okay. Fourth race looks a little more reasonable. Let's just take a moment's break. Look at the fourth race for a moment, and then we'll catch up. Results of the second race. Okay. When we were finished in that race, the horses we made as contenders were Cherry Dior, Stepping Early, Let's Fall in Love, Playing Through a Timely Match. Agreeing to Timely Match, Cherry Dior, and Let's Fall in Love kind of fit the profile. We weren't sure about Stepping Early, but his 2-year-old race was good. Playing Through did not fit the profile. The winner was Stepping Early. And I know we have a lot of people support that as their second horse.
Okay. Did he pay anything?
After one race. What?
Out of 2-hole, that makes it a really good race, though.
It does. The favorite in the race was Cherry Dior, and she got beat again. She ran third. And, aiding the outside bias, timely match was second.
And what did Stepping Early pay, you know?
$10.
Good
$10? What did she pay?
For the double thing.
I haven't any idea. Are you betting today?
No.
Oh, you're just curious? I'm sorry.
A third choice and a third choice. Right.
About $45, $50 for the double.
Probably, let's see, five.
10 times 9 is 90, split it in half, 45. And if it went off with a long shot, maybe 55, 60.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, okay. Because I think about half the class of Stephen Early is in second choice. What? Yeah.
Crisscrossing two horses?
Mm-hmm. Before you told me how bad that Golden Gate race was, those were my top two choices.
Well, you still got one of them. Okay, fourth race. These are now as the twos, females. What's the par for this race? It's the non-winners of two less two legs. The non-winners of two is 109. 110 and 1 is the non-winners of. I'm sorry. Non-winners of two is 109 and 4. Females is 110 and 1. All right. What about the 6.5 furlong par? So what is it?
116 and 3.
Okay. What's the running style on Gold Seal? Let's not consider her early races. Let's consider what she has become. I think the one day they took her off the pace and she won so convincingly must have convinced him that she belongs well off the pace because she hasn't been up close since.
That last race, he gets it.
Well, the winner was, but she was in a 7-horse field. She was running 7th still at the half. Yeah, the winner ran good, but she was never part of the pace against the slow pace. What is she?
Sustained.
Yeah, she's a sustained horse now. What about Fortunate Barber? Hummusaw. She can press. Early presser. Gets another turn.
Early presser.
I'd say she's much more comfortable as a presser. Her regency. Let's talk about that definition again of a presser. If the horse is consistently one or two lengths back, maybe as far as 3.5, you might consider the horse being a presser. Where is this horse normally at the half mile?
More than two. Right?
Yeah, this horse is a closer. It may not be a deep closer, but it is certainly a sustained closer. Can we follow that? Charmed one. She called it a sustained presser. I would agree with that. I would call it number one sustained, but she's not a deep closer either. Miss Topot.
Early.
She's early. Let's get a probable pace in this race. Let's start with Fortunate Barbara. What is Fortunate Barbara? What is she going to run to the half?
44.
Okay, I'll submit to you that it's going to be 45. The reason for that is if you check your part-time chart, you'll see that the 6.5 is roughly one length faster for the half. Okay. And at Santa Anita, where she went 44.4, that's a length or two faster at the half than Hollywood Park. Okay, so I think 45 would be an accurate pace for her. I don't know. I think she could do better at 45.1. A couple of those races, she really had trouble out of the gate where she was unable to keep up. If she comes out smoothly, it's 45.
What was that again on the reason?
Okay.
For the 45?
She runs 44.4 at Santa Anita in March. Santa Anita is about 2 minutes faster to the half. Okay, that makes that a 45.1. Her next race, she had a problem in the gate. Now, I happen to know that because I picked her on the radio that day and I got beat. But she runs 45.1 or so, and she really had gate problems in there. Her next race is 43.3, which was ridiculous. That particular bracket. Her last one's 44.4, and the 6.5 at Hollywood, based on your park chart, is run about a length faster than 6. Today's 6. So we're projector at 45 in this race.